welcome to The Last Track, where we help people showcase the last track of their life story in their final wishes. I am your host, Brian Norris, the co-owner of Bateman Funeral Home in Newport, Oregon. Just like a song can bring you back to a day, a time, and a memory, so too can a well-planned service. We are going to talk about something that's pretty interesting. It's actually fairly new to our industry. And in fact, it's been years since there was a lot of innovation in our industry. In fact, cremation was the last big industry change in our industry, even though it had been done for thousands and thousands of years. But this is something that's actually more environmentally friendly. And a lot of people have been having questions about it. And so we're going to talk today a little bit about aquamation or aqua cremation. And people call it aquamation. And it's very interesting because it's what they call flameless cremation. So what exactly is it? Technically, scientifically, it's called alkaline hydrolysis. We do not have that actually here in our facility. We do cremations here and we can do burials from here, but we don't offer the actual aquamation here in Newport. We would do it up in Portland with one of our partners up there. But what exactly is it and how does it work? Well, what happens is there's a combination of water, so it's a water flow and temperature and alkalinity. And it's the exact same process that happens when you're buried in the soil. It's just that it's very much sped up. It's generally done within about 8 to 12 hours. Some of the facilities can be done quicker, but on the average, we tell people it takes about 8 to 12 hours to do the full process. And what it is the water flow and the temperature and the alkalinity, what that does is that dissolves the body and it releases the water into the body to where there's only what's left is the minerals. And that's the same thing and that's why they call it a flameless cremation, because when you're cremated, the thing that remains is the minerals. And when you go through alkaline hydrolysis, the same thing that remains is the minerals, and that's important to understand. So really, it's done very quickly instead of like the process if it's in the ground. Now, how is that more environmentally friendly, you might ask? Or why would I consider doing something like this? Well, it has a huge reduction on the impact to the environment. And in fact, it actually is 90% of the energy that's needed compared to a flame cremation. It saves 90% of the energy that's done between the two. It is true. If I were to compare a cremation that I use natural gas and flame and I use the other one, the one that's alkaline hydrolysis uses 90% less of the energy required to do this. And so as far as a carbon footprint, it's definitely lower. In fact, that's the next note right on here is that's 1/10 of the carbon footprint, which 90%, 1/10, there you go. So that is the difference. How much water? Some people go, well, that's great, but you're using a whole lot of water. Water is a precious resource. In a lot of parts of a country, you don't even have water. So are you using a lot of water? Well, actually, it uses just about the same amount of water that is used in one day in a typical household here in America. So if you think about showers, bathing, maybe doing some laundry, drinking of water, it uses the same amount of water that's used in one day in an average household. So really, in reality, if you think about it, if you're going through and you're doing flameless cremations, it's just like the same amount of water used in a house in a year, over the course of a year, doing a year's worth of flameless cremations, because it's used in a day, it's the same type of an average. What are some of the benefits as well? Well, first off, you're using smaller carbon footprint. You're using 1/10 of the energy. One of the interesting things is you get back a little bit more. You actually get about 20% more ashes or cremated remains that are returned, because as it's going through the process, it's more gentle on the minerals, the bones that are left. And so there's actually going to be a little bit more left, because you need to use turbulence and that type of stuff with the one, where you're using turbulence with the other, but it's a softer or gentler process. And what's interesting is that the remains are actually a little bit brighter, a little bit whiter when they're returned. They still get processed, meaning that once they're done, the bones that remain, the largest pieces of bones, will be processed, blender, and it will go through something like that to where it gets into a smaller sand-like feel. It looks a little bit more like cement. Same type of it, like a cement mix. It's the same type of thing. It will look very similar to that when it's been processed, but they'll be brighter, a little bit lighter color. So those are some of the benefits. That's a little bit about alkaline hydrolysis or flameless cremation. This is all really cool stuff. It's very new and different and innovative. There's actually only a couple of these locations in the U.S. on this side of the Mississippi. And so we only have a couple. And so consider it. It's not for everybody, just like burial's not for everybody, just like cremation's not for everybody. This may not be for you, but it might be for a friend. It's fairly new, and so we've only done a few, but it's certainly something to consider.
Well, we have reached that time in our podcast where we take a time and we take a moment and we remember all the families that are experiencing a loss, and we light a virtual candle in their memory. Let's take a moment.
If you have any questions,
send us an email at info@batemanpacificview.com.
Forward it to your friends as well.
This has been The Last Track. I'm Brian Norris. You can find out more about Bateman Funeral Home at our website at batemanpacificview.com. You can visit us on our website, and you can also leave us messages there, or you can visit us on Facebook. If you have any feedback or any questions about today's episode, you're welcome to call us at 541-265-2751, or you can send us an email at info@batemanpacificview.com. We would love to hear from you.
Please send us to your friends, and
thank you for listening.